Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 14. In yesterday's episode, we talked about how to become a curator and even how to found your own museum. Today, we'll be talking about ghost restaurants. So what is a ghost restaurant? An empty restaurant? Not really. It is basically a big commercial kitchen. There is no dining area, there is no public takeout, it really is just a kitchen. So how can it be a restaurant, you might ask yourself? And that is quite easy, because it is a restaurant online. So it's listed on platforms like Deliveroo, Foodora, Takeaway, Deliver Hero, etc. and all the others. This has quite obvious advantages. So the costs compared to a regular restaurant are lower, since you really only need to run that big kitchen. And you can use the infrastructure that's already there, provided by those delivery services. One kitchen can actually then run multiple restaurants. You just have to staff for one kitchen, and they can cook very different kinds of dishes. So it can be from Asian to Italian, and they can even share the same ingredients, so you avoid a lot of waste there. And this is really, really interesting. So you can actually run a Chinese, a Japanese, an Italian, a vegan, a vegetarian-themed restaurant from within one kitchen, and all in at the same time, in parallel. This allows you to try a lot of different concepts at the same time. So you can quickly adapt to the demand as well and involve your customers a lot more. You can survey them what kind of dishes they like, what kind of dishes they would like to see, and you can adapt to what they order and what they didn't order. If one concept doesn't work, for instance, if the vegan restaurant doesn't work for you, you can close that. You can shut that down right away and still have the others running. And you can open another virtual restaurant and test a new concept there. And another advantage is you don't need to open all the time. You can focus on business hours, lunch and dinner. So this gives you more time to think about trying new stuff, to optimize things, and to listen to your customers. So if you want to go for one of those concepts, you obviously don't need to be the cook yourself, but if you can, if you like to, you can. And what I would suggest that you focus on if you start one of those ghost restaurants is really good quality, obviously. You don't want to end up being just heated up cheap convenience food. You really want to deliver good quality for your price, because you can optimize for that. You can optimize your processes to have very good quality and still be affordable. And you should be focusing on sustainability in terms of packaging as well, because you can buy high quantities and this is your main business. And there is a demand for that, and the demand is growing. So don't put your good quality food in cheap packaging. A company that is doing this that I know of is Keets, and they even want to go as far as to use robots in their kitchen that is doing the cooking part. And I'm not sure about that in terms of quality. You have to see for yourself where you want to go with this. I would always aim for the highest quality. So the potential for existing restaurants is big as well, because you might have a dining area, but you probably also are listed on Foodora, Deliveroo, and all those platforms. Maybe think about what's on your menu. Maybe you can collect some dishes and put them in a virtual restaurant as well. Or if you don't see a way to do that, how about you open a salad restaurant? Or put everything you cook in a burrito and then open a burrito kind of restaurant. So there's a lot of potential for you. And for entrepreneurs, there's a lot of potential as well, because we could build platforms that allow those existing restaurants to start their own virtual restaurants and help them manage those. So let's end today's episode with a quote by Truman Capote. Failure is the condiment that gives success its flavor. I hope you liked this episode. I would love to hear your feedback. You can send me your feedback. Just look at the description of this episode. And I hope you tune in again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.